Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
We're broadcasting live from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg. Kelly Sanner with Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. We're going to be talking with Caden Malone in just a moment. He is an offensive analyst with Coastal Carolina. He works with the quarterbacks. That's not necessarily unique. What is unique is that he's coaching for Coastal Carolina, but prepped right down the road here at Oak Grove High School. We're going to talk with him in a moment about the success that Coastal has had this year. Then Glenn Dyer will be joining us later on in the program as we begin to talk about the big Arkansas State game this weekend and the implications it has, not only for Southern Miss, but for the entire Sun Belt Conference. This segment brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Dickey's, smoked here, loved everywhere. Don't forget, with the holidays coming up, leave the catering, whether your group is big or small, to Dickey's. You'll be glad that you did. That's one less thing you have to worry about in the upcoming hectic holiday season. So joining us now on the phone from Conway, South Carolina, Caden Malone. As we mentioned, he prepped at Oak Grove High School, then went on to Jones, now coaching with Coastal Carolina, offensive control analyst who works with the quarterbacks there at Coastal. Caden, thanks for coming on the program today, man.
Yeah, excited about it. Excited to talk a little football.
You know, what's interesting along with your story that we just talked about is the fact that your Chanticleer team and this Golden Eagle team at Southern Miss, nobody was expecting anything from either one of them, and both of them are perhaps on the precipice of playing for a conference championship, you know, give or take a break here or there. So how did the prognosticators get it so wrong, Caden, on both ends?
Well, yeah, I think anytime you look at preseason projections and all that kind of stuff, like, you know, they can only see into so much. They see the surface level of your program. They might be able to see some additions you've made in recruiting or whatever that case may be, but they don't get to see past the surface level when it comes to your off-season preparation, you know, whether it's the character of guys that you add to your team or the approach you've taken with, you know, your off-season program in the weight room or your preparation piece. So I think all of those things play a huge role into that. You see it every year. You know, you see them make some correct predictions, but you also see them make some that they were a little bit off on. And so we're just kind of trying to keep – one of the things that helped us a lot, I think, was adding the right character of guys. And I think that's so hard to judge, you know, from an outsider looking in. And I'm sure that's the case. I'm sure they tell you the same thing over at Southern Miss as well, you know.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you guys have got to be grinning like show dogs after what you did to Marshall last week, and probably a team that's as confident as anybody in the league right now is you guys. Caden, what did that Marshall victory mean to you guys and the way that you did it?
Well, it was a great victory, and it was a lot of fun. It really was, and it meant a lot to our program. You know, it meant a lot to our team this season. Just keeping a little bit of that momentum rolling. Momentum's such a big thing in college athletics, in any sport, you know, but especially football. So it was exciting to do that. It was exciting to do it kind of in one of those midweek games on national television, you know, against a conference rival and Marshall. And that's, at the end of the day, that's the defending champs of the conference. So it was a huge win for us to do that. But it's, you know, at the end of the day, one of the things that's kind of helped us as of late is just focusing on going 1-0 in the moment against the nameless, faceless opponent. You know, respecting everything they do, but focusing on us in an inward fashion. has kind of been the focus lately. So just getting back on the field and being able to do that after kind of a long bye week stretch was also good, you know.
Caden, this is Dima. There is a chance at the end of the season that there's like a showdown on both sides of the Sun Belt where Southern Miss would play Troy potentially for the West Division, and then you guys hosting James Madison in the last weekend of the season potentially for the East Crown if y'all are able to get through Georgia State and Georgia Southern. You know, how big is that for the Sun Belt as a whole, but also for both programs where, you know, Southern Miss gets to host that game at home? I would assume that that would be on national television. And then Coastal, of course, getting to host that game at home against a team that, I mean, you could argue right now is trying to get in the playoffs.
Sure. Yeah, I think all of that is huge for both programs, and all of that is great. But one of the things we've preached here, and I would venture to say that the staff at Southern Miss is probably preaching a very similar message, is, you know, you've got to focus on this stretch ahead. You know, that all is great, but that all will take care of itself at the end of the day if you handle business with the stretch ahead. And I think it's a testament to this conference, the parity of this conference, because, you know, no week is a slack. There's no opponent in this conference that can't beat you. You know, I think we're about to go through a stretch of playing Georgia State. We got to play Georgia Southern. We'll have a break from conference play to play South Carolina, but we'll end with James Madison. The biggest focus for us right now is Georgia State. It's a team that they haven't had the ball roll their way a few times this year, but they're a very, very capable football team, and they've come really, really close to having, you know, some of these victories go the other way, and they could have been right in the mix with all these conference implications as well. So for us, it's taking care of business this week and not getting too excited about what the future could hold, and just be more excited about, can I go 1-0 today? Can I dominate this rep at practice? Can I win this entire day of practice and then move on to the next day, right, and play the next until you get to game day? And then can I accomplish my goal on game day of win this play each and every day, each and every moment? Right, and then at that point, it takes care of itself later on.
All right, Caden. Obviously, a lot of things going right for the Shawnts right now. What area or aspect of your football team is the most troublesome right now that you guys, if you are to lift a gold trophy at the end of the year, has got to get cleaned up, even if it's just a little bit?
You know, I think at the end of the day, it always boils down to taking care of the football. If you can eliminate turnovers and create turnovers, you're going to win football games. And the games we've won this year, we've been able to win the turnover battle. And the games we've lost, we've gotten behind in the turnover battle. So I think that's always kind of the focus, at least for us as an offensive unit. When we go out here to try to win a football game, and what our biggest holdback could be from winning each week, the turnover battle is probably at the very top of the list.
Okay, so here you are. You prepped at Oak Grove High School, played at Oak Grove, coached and played at Jones. I mean, Hattiesburg guy, born and bred in Hattiesburg, and there's a chance that later on this year, and some people are saying that it might even be a bowl matchup, believe it or not, Coastal and Southern Miss, if it doesn't happen for a conference championship, that you would have to coach against the Golden Eagles. Caden, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to handle this?
Yeah, I know. That'd be great. You know, it'd be awesome. It's always good to, you know, get to have any connection to your hometown is always great. But, you know, I know a couple of guys over there on staff at Southern Miss, and obviously have a bunch of friends that go there, work there, and all that kind of jazz. So that'd be great. It'd be awesome. But at the end of the day, we just got to take care of business. Both teams do, you know, for that to be a possibility.
Now, you were injured some in high school. I know your brother actually suffered through some injuries too. Was being down while the rest, I mean, physically being down when some of the other guys were able to play, did that plant the coaching bug in your mind, or when did you decide that this is something not only that you enjoy, but that you're pretty good at?
It certainly did. You know, I think at the end of the day, the coaching bug gets planted when you're a kid and you're playing peewee football and you put the helmet on for the first time and you just fall in love with the game. Because if you want to make a profession out of it, you better love it. So, obviously, it kind of starts there. But when I was at Oak Grove, I got a great chance to be a member of a team with a head coach who's had a lot of success, and Drew Causey, and he's also a guy that's poured a lot into me. But poured a lot into me when I was injured, and kind of kept me involved in the game from a kind of a coaching aspect, even though I was just a high school player, obviously, let me do a lot of that work that maybe a coach would do, standing on the sideline as an extra set of eyes or whatever it is, but kept me involved and really kind of fed into that dream a little bit of, hey, man, like, even if it's not playing at the next level, you can create a career out of this game if you're really that in love with it. And here's kind of the steps to do it. And he was a huge part of that, a huge part of kind of feeding into that dream, but also helping me get to have an opportunity at Jones Junior College to be a student assistant coach there. He had a lot of hand in that too as well. So he was awesome with that.
Well, you know, us old guys always lament the transfer portal and how college football has changed and it's never going to be the same. but really, you younger guys, you've really not known any difference. I mean, the transfer portal and all this has been around long enough, so you've dealt with it from the get-go.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because you get to kind of grow up in the profession with the changing landscape. You know, you get into it. Really, my first taste of big-time college football was in the 2020 season, which was the COVID season,
yeah.
Which isn't that a great introduction to being able to change on the fly.
Yeah.
You know, so you go through that, and then each and every year there's changes to it. So you just learn to adapt and evolve because at the end of the day, you start to figure out each team every single year is going to be drastically different, just right. Like the rules and the landscape of college football might be. So you just kind of grow up with it a little bit. You learn to be flexible.
Caden, we got to roll, man, but thanks so much for your time. Good luck for the Shaunts the rest of the way. And if you play Southern Miss, we hope you win every game except one.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Take care. When we come back, Dima and I, are we buying or are we selling certain teams in the Sun Belt Conference? That's next as the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Second segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by our friends at Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products. Does Goodyear have anything other than premium products? Really, I know they're affiliated with a lot of the racing teams, and it's always Goodyear tires. Full auto and truck services at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And a shout out while we're speaking of cars and tires, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, we heard what Caden Malone had to say about the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. I didn't get to ask him the question about, I think it's kind of a funny, of course, a lot has to happen yet, but I think it's funny that two baseball schools or schools that people would perceive as being baseball schools are in the football mix in the Sun Belt Conference.
But there is also a possibility that the football championship would be Coastal versus Southern Miss, and also the baseball championship could be Coastal versus Southern Miss. That'd be kind of interesting.
Now, there's one school, though, that while we're talking championships, we've talked about Troy, we've talked about Coastal, we've talked about JMU, we've talked about Southern Miss. But the school that we haven't talked about, and a team that's going to have a say in how this goes down, is the team that the Eagles play this Saturday when they go to Arkansas State. And, Dima, when you look at this game, if Southern Miss wins it, mm-hmm. any waves in the ocean have flattened out just a little bit. But if they don't, if Arkansas State is able to hold serve at home, all of a sudden, it's the Red Wolves division to lose.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I put out a story every Wednesday about Sun Belt standings, tiebreakers, and all these things. This game on Saturday is the biggest game of the season in the Sun Belt to date. Nothing has dictated the standings more than this game will on both sides, the East and the West. JMU, yeah, they're 5-0, but they haven't really played the top teams in the East yet. other than Old Dominion. But this game will drastically change the outlook of the final 3 weekends of the regular season. The winner of this game, for sure, in the driver's seat. Like you said, Arkansas State, if they beat Southern Miss, they would be have the tiebreaker over both Troy and Southern Miss first to start. The rest of their schedule isn't really that difficult. They play at home against Louisiana. They get a bye week. That's number one. So they only have to play 2 more conference games. They play at home against Louisiana, and then they go on the road to App State on the last weekend of the regular season, which App State, you know, they've had a tough year this year. And they're out of the mix. They really wouldn't have anything to play for, maybe other than a bowl. I don't know their overall record. If Southern Miss wins this game, on the other hand, they would now have a full game ahead of both Arkansas State and Troy, because they would be 5-0, Troy would be 4-1, Arkansas State 4-2. With also the fact of Troy going to Old Dominion next week in a game where, I mean, I would pick them to lose that game if they're going to look anything like they did against Arkansas State. That would mean that Southern Miss could clinch the West Division, assuming they beat Texas State, by November 22nd, and they don't even have to worry about Senior Day here against Troy. They would have the West Division locked up, win or lose. So this game is a ginormous game for the standings. And personally, looking at this Arkansas State team, you know, I think this is not going to be an easy game for Southern Miss, especially on the road.
The other thing is that Arkansas...
That was a long answer.
That's okay. Arkansas State would also have the tiebreaker against Southern Miss and Troy.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know that you talked about having the tiebreaker with both, but that's it's really theirs. It both teams are in position to do their own dirty work.
Yes.
Which I think is what every coach wants. They don't want help from anybody else. They want to be able to do it themselves.
The biggest game remaining past this one is Troy at Old Dominion, because if Troy beats Old Dominion, then they're still alive for the West. But if they lose that game, you know, then it really is just Southern Miss.
And Southern Miss wins.
And Southern Miss wins. I mean, Southern Miss would have to lose to either Texas State or South Alabama, which both of those teams struggling this year. They're not going to lose to South Alabama. I just don't see it. Texas State's the only one, maybe, but I still don't see it. They would be able to lock up the West on November 22nd and could. I don't know if you'd. I don't think they'd rest the starters for the conference championship game of the last weekend of the season. I don't know how they would approach that, but you would go into that last weekend knowing you're already in the Sun Belt Championship.
Okay, so let's talk about buying or selling certain teams.
Can I mention one more thing?
Certainly.
Okay, on the Coastal Carolina thing, and this is why Southern Miss fans should really pay attention to this. JMU wins the Sun Belt East. More than likely, they're hosting the Sun Belt Championship game. If Coastal wins their next 2 games and hosts JMU at the end of the season and wins that game, they win the East. In that scenario, Southern Miss, as the undefeated West team, would then host the Sun Belt Championship game here in Hattiesburg. And they would probably host even if they had one loss. And if I did the math correctly, if Coastal has one loss and Southern Miss has one loss, I don't know who to who. Let's just say they lost to Troy and it didn't really matter. Southern Miss would still host the Sun Belt Championship game if it's not James Madison.
If you did your math right.
Which is not... I'm a journalist, and I don't do math.
But you were also homeschooled.
Yeah, that's true. So, somebody messaged us on Facebook saying, I need to be nicer to you.
So, oh, really?
You're welcome to insult me all you want.
No, why should you be nice? Nobody else is. It's at least consistent.
But were you
behavior.
Taught new math or math?
I was taught that 2 + 2 = 5.
Okay. So. He screwed it up. That's not correct.
Well, he could have just...
Not, the scenario is not correct.
But he could have just as well gone to public school.
Because I was told that new math is the right way, I guess.
But I think that's...
I'm on Mamdani math. That's the one.
Oh,
I'm
gosh. Oh, he's we had there. To get. We went there.
Yeah, he had to get politics in there.
Waiting.
All right. So I'm guessing, Dima, from the comments that you've just made, that if we're buying and selling different Sun Belt teams, you're buying Arkansas State.
I am. You know, their defense is really good. I think it's probably the best quarterback Southern Miss has played this season. You could maybe make an argument to Blake Shapen. I get it. He's a veteran guy. More than likely, a more better talent than Jalen Rayner. But as far as in the league, I think Jalen Rayner is the best quarterback they've played. And Charles Huff said that yesterday at the press conference. He said this is probably the best quarterback we've played. What he can do with his arm, what he can do with his legs. They have the receivers that Southern Miss has not faced before. These are the good receivers on the outside. Their running back, of course, Kenyon Clay, transfer from Southern Miss.
From Southern Miss, right.
Their left tackle, Will Saxton, also transfer for Southern Miss. So there's like a lot of underlying storylines. Of course, Ethan Crawford is the backup quarterback. So there's a lot of underlying storylines to this as well. Arkansas State has kind of had Southern Miss's number in a way, and I said this on the Monday show, in a way they indirectly caused the firing of Will Hall last season, coming in here in homecoming and just blowing out Southern Miss. Will Hall got fired the next day, and now here they are. Here they stand in front of Southern Miss and what Southern Miss and what they want to do. But yeah, I'm buying them. I think it's going to be tough. I think the spread right now is 4.5 point Southern Miss favorites. I'm not going to make a pick yet. We're still kind of early in the week. I mean, I think this is going to be the toughest game they've played yet. Now, I still like, of course, Braylon Braxton, this offensive line, this defense, and I think Southern Miss has a team to go in there and win. I just think it's going to be close. And if you look at Arkansas State's schedule, even the games they've lost, they were in every game, other than the Arkansas game, which was just a, you know.
But on the other side of the coin, they've walked off two or three as well that they could have just as easily lost.
So yeah, but I don't think anybody cares if you walk off this game or not on Saturday.
No.
If they win on a game-winning field goal, I mean, that's still all they need.
And credit,
same for Southern Miss.
And credit where credit is due. This is not the same Arkansas State team this week that was in week 2, 3, and 4 because they were not good. Early
correct,
in the year.
Correct. No, they had a bye week right after that 4-game losing streak, and they really just, like, looked at themselves. And I'm sure we can talk to Glenn that because Glenn kind of knows a little bit more about that than me. And I know we want to buy in some more teams, and we're running out of time. But they had a bye week, and they really just kind of looked at everything. And they switched some positions around. They switched some guys around. They changed up their defense a little bit. And now they've rattled off 4 straight. And they really, you know, we'll see what happens. But I will say last week they made Troy one-dimensional. They just made them, we're going to take away your run, you're going to have to throw, and they just sent blitzing, 9 sacks. I think they could do something like that to Southern Miss, where maybe they could try to take away the run and make Braylon hit him, beat him with his arm, which of course Braylon is capable of doing, but I don't think Southern Miss has had a situation where a team just took away something since the Louisiana Tech game, when Louisiana Tech just took away the run game, and you saw what that offense looked like.
All right, so let's go to the East. Okay. Everybody's Sorry. Buying JMU, they have all year long, but are you buying... I really – and I told you this last week. I said Coastal is going to bury Marshall, and that's what happened. I'm buying Coastal. What about you?
I'm not. I don't think anybody's beating JMU, so I'm not buying any team until they prove it. You know, JMU is just such a good defense, such a good offense. I don't think Coastal has a chance to beat them personally. And I don't think just Coastal is for sure winning their next two games either. At Georgia Southern, kind of tough, weird game there. Georgia State, they probably win. I don't know.
So are you buying or selling Troy?
Oh, I've sold them like 3 weeks ago. I just do not think they're good. I think they were puffed up because they got a few lucky wins, and I expected Arkansas State to compete in that game. I didn't know if they were going to win just because it was on the road, but I expected them to compete. I think Troy was like 8-point favorites, and I remember me and you talking about that. I was like, man, you got to take Arkansas State with the points. Yeah, I've sold them long ago. I don't think they'll get to Southern Miss more than – less than 2 losses in the Sun Belt. They're not going to beat ODU, and I don't even think they're going to win the next game.
Okay, quick question before we go to break. Bigger disappointment in the West, South Al or Texas State?
Texas State for sure. I mean, that was the team that everybody was falling over their knees on in media day, and they're 0-5 in the Sun Belt. That's unbelievable.
Biggest disappointment in the East, Georgia Southern?
Yes, I would say Old Dominion too. You got to throw them in there. You know,
disappointment?
Well, they started off hot, but they've lost. Like, they should be competing for the East, and they just blew it. You can't lose to Marshall by 30.
I'll tell you what, Dima Mixon fired up. Apparently too much caffeine this morning.
It's in the smoothie I've been drinking.
When we take a break, Glenn Dyer is going to join us from Golden Eagle Pride. He's going to tell us about his view on the upcoming big game with Arkansas State. That's after we take a few commercial messages. And we hope you'll listen to those as we come back in just a moment.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Kelly Dima and Michael Mergens back with you here in the Southern Bancorp Studios. This third segment brought to you by DBAT. It is the indoor training facility for your up-and-coming softball and baseball players. This is, I guess, considered the off-season, although some travel ball is still being played in the fall. But over the holidays, when things slow down as you prepare for the 2026 season, DBAT, you don't have to worry about the cold. You don't have to worry about the rain. Everything indoors and perfect to get your youngster better at what they like doing. And Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team this time of year is fun, but don't forget about the most important player, and that's you. Get your annual physical. Be sure that your health is as good as it can be, and Forest Health can certainly help you along the way with expert medical care close to home. Look them up online at foresthealth.org, foresthealth.org. Glad to have Forest Healthcare part of the Super Talk Mississippi and Eagle Hour family. Glenn Dyer joins us now from Golden Eagle Pride, as he does every Wednesday. Glenn, Dima sorted out this last segment, the magnitude of this game coming up Saturday and the playoff implications it has within the conference. And, you know, Arkansas State was a team that was all but flatlined about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now their heartbeat is as strong as ever. But the Golden Eagles, who had some guys sidelined, will be have some more of those guys available this Saturday. Let's talk about that first of all.
Yeah, in terms of Southern Miss, they're, you know, they've been exceptionally fortunate in terms of health. I attribute that to a great strength program, and they invested quite a bit of money in a nutrition program, so those guys get three squares a day and they're able to monitor what goes in their body. So that's a big part of it, and I expect Southern Miss to be very close to 100%.
Pittman back this week, we are told.
Yes, that's what I'm told. I got the news when Dima got it, from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, Glenn, when you look at Southern Miss's run game, something interesting, as far as a health perspective, something that was interesting that Charles Huff said yesterday was Pittman, almost like a pitch count for all these running backs. And I think they try to do that for most of the team outside of maybe the right side of the offensive line, because I just feel like they played like almost every snap of the season. But that pitch count, I think, has positioned them to be healthy for the final stretch, if you will, of the Sun Belt play.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, that week off for Pittman is going to be big for his legs and his body. And you know, in his absence, you got another look at, you know, the fantastic freshman in Jalen Carter. You just add a fourth man to that mix, and that fourth man, while being a freshman, may be collectively the most physically talented of the group. He's just going to get better and better, and he's going to probably eat into somebody's carries before it's over with.
On the defensive side, when you look at Arkansas State, you know, they don't run the ball particularly well. You know, they're a lot like Southern Miss in a running back by committee, but you feel like this defensive line has probably the leg up against Arkansas State's offensive line?
Yeah, I think so. I agree with that. I think we'll be the best front seven they face this season, other than, you know, happen to play, you know, some Arkansas for that matter. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a good group. And, you know, other than that Georgia Southern game where they had two backs go over 100 yards, they really hadn't, you know, done much in the run game. That was kind of a – hope that's just an outlier of sorts.
Glenn, I know that Coach Huff spoke very highly of Jalen Rayner, who's the starting quarterback for Arkansas State, a three-year starter now for the Red Wolves. I've never coached a game of football in my life, but after being 3 years in one program, it just doesn't seem to me that Jalen Rayner has progressed like you might have expected him to as an outsider looking in. I wanted to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's fantastic. I think in terms of his game, his ability, and overall statistics, he and Braylon Braxton are kind of neck and neck in that regard. If you look at their stats, they're very close in, you know, percentage, touchdowns, overall passing yards. I guess the only leg up for Rayner is they use him as a legitimate piece of their run package, so his yards are higher. But I think he's a fantastic quarterback. And when they took that bye week, you know, that led them into that four-game win streak, they took some time to change some things, to simplify some things for Jalen. His reads are probably a little simpler, which has freed him up to play, you know, and use his athletic ability. And you know, by doing so, Arkansas State over the last four games has been fantastic on first down. And that's going to be a key for Saturday for Southern to control that first down. But they've been great on first down, and it's really opened up their playbook and made things so much more comfortable for Rainer. He's not near as predictable.
And that is interesting because, again, I just have not seen – it's just not my perception of him.
Well, he's got 2,000 yards passing, which is more than Braylon Braxton does. But I know that, you know, he has an extra game. You know, Glenn, Jalen is kind of, you know – played well against Southern Miss the last two seasons. I think pretty much any quarterback has the last year. But but
what do you mean, Dean?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I don't know. That was like last Halloween, you know. That was a nightmare. But, you know, 2 years ago when Southern Miss last was in Arkansas State, he also played well as a freshman. Does it help at all that maybe like a Chris Jones has seen him before? You know, but I will say that Marshall didn't play Arkansas State last year, I don't think, and I don't think Charles Self has ever been there. So I think it's just like a fresh look on a really good quarterback, which I think is not something that Southern Miss has had to yet face this season.
Yeah, I mean, Rainer's always been dangerous with his legs. That, you know, precipitated his whole game and anything he did. But now I think he's a much better passer, particularly able to throw efficiently to all three levels of the field. I mean, he's older. He can beat you in so many ways with his arm now. And, you know, Lord knows he's dangerous with his legs. For Southern, they're going to need to, you know, we like to get upfield in the rush. They, you know, our DNs are going to have to stay tight in this game and keep him to their inside shoulder and keep him contained and funnel him back to the middle of the field and back to our interior and back to, you know, the spies in the interior. You know, you don't get leverage on, you lose leverage on Rainer. He can hurt you bad.
Glenn, I want to go from the gridiron to the hardwood. Of course, the Eagles lost statistically. There were some areas that they did very well on the basketball court against Buffalo in the opener. They shot the ball percentage-wise very well. Only missed one free throw the entire night, but did not garner the win. When people ask you as a person who covers Southern Miss for Golden Eagle Pride, what are the realistic expectations for this men's basketball team this year? How do you answer that?
Well, just from that one game perspective, getting to watch that, I think Jay's got some talent. He's got some. I was impressed with his inside bodies. He's got a little length and he's got some girth inside. He can bang a little bit, and they're relatively athletic and put the ball on the floor. I think it's just all those new pieces, and he played like 14 players. They just don't have an offensive identity right now. They're just, you know, every possession is just a grind, you know, for them right now. I think once they settle on their starting five and then their two or three guys off the bench, I think they'll start to establish that identity and things will be smoother for them offensively.
But even in the two exhibition games and then the one opener, Tavares has been the guy that has led the way in scoring, and it very early on, obviously, but if you're scouting Southern Miss right now, it would be reasonable to say, look, if we contain Tavares, we got a chance to win the game. Or am I oversimplifying things?
No, I mean, that's given. And also, I'd like to see them just in that first game be better on the perimeter, you know, guarding against the three. They could be better there. I'm sure they're going to work on that when they got home, probably started on it as soon as the bus parked in here in Hattiesburg. They need to be able to shoot the ball better from the perimeter, but that's been an issue probably – you know, post that first group that came in with Cardona, those guys could shoot the cover off the ball. But after that, we struggled on the perimeter to shoot the basketball. I mean, this is a you know, a guard-driven game now. And the three wins the game. You can't shoot from the perimeter, you're in trouble.
And on the women's side, a great win in the MAC Sun Belt Challenge. Missy Bilderback in her debut.
It's a dominant win.
Nice crowd, too.
Yeah, it really was.
On hand at Reed Green. Could this be the reemergence of the women's program? And you want to talk about some size inside now, and that's really something, a dominating size that the Lady Eagles haven't had in a while.
Yeah, totally agree. She brought some kids over with her. She found some good kids in the portal, some SEC kids, had some kids left over from the previous regime. And Missy, you know, when we talked to her, she said, you know, we tried to get an idea about her roster, and we talked about guards. Is it a guard team? Is it a team with, you know, big power people inside? And she said, you know, we can beat you in numerous ways. We can shoot you. We can beat you inside if we have to. We can match up with guards. We can match up with size and, you know, inside. So, you know, Missy's got a lot of tools in the toolbox. You know, she seemed really excited, kind of like a kid on Christmas, couldn't wait to get her, you know, her presents unwrapped.
You know, they just announced that the season ticket record was broken. Southern Miss women's basketball, you know, they really shot the three well, 12 threes Monday night, which was third in program history. And Missy came into the post-game press conference, Glenn, and said, well, we didn't really shoot the ball well. So you see her standard
like 50%.
It was like 53% from the 3-point line. She comes into the post game presser and says, "Yeah, we got to shoot the ball better. We got to stop, you know, the turnovers. They only had like 10, you know." It was just like you can see that was the start, and Glenn at the end of the season, I mean, they have a chance to be really good in their development.
Yeah, I agree, and I just think that's Missy's identity. I mean, she's going to let those girls know right from the get-go, don't buy into the hype. Don't read your press clippings. You can always be better. Strive to be so, you know.
Glenn Dyer's with us every Wednesday. Golden Eagle Pride. You can check his work out on that website and become a member. Glenn, as always, we appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. My pleasure, guys.
All right. Glenn Dyer with us. When we come back, Demas said he's not very good at math, but we're going to give him a math problem and see if he can. I think he's going to be able to figure it out. And I'll tell you what we mean when we return after these messages.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Our final segment brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. And for the record, with the football game coming up this Saturday, kicking off at 11 o'clock our time, there's going to be a watch party at 4th Street Bar and Grill. They'll probably have the shrimp and grits and other things, mimosas, Bloody Marys, other things like that, breakfast-type fare, ready for an 11 o'clock kickoff at 4th Street Bar and Grill within the shadow of The Rock. So we thank them for their continued support. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, available on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I learned Mandarin Chinese. That's how I could know all those different downloading formats or whatever.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
You can't say Chinese?
You can't, the Mandarin China, you can't do that anymore, I don't think.
Oh.
It's not politically correct.
But it is.
Eventually, we won't be able to say English anymore.
It is a language, though.
that's another show.
You know, Mandarin,
we're headed there.
It is a language. Nonetheless.
Yes, right, it is.
Going into the break, we talked about giving Dima a math problem that we wanted him to solve.
I hope it's not 3+3.
Now, Southern Miss fans are hoping, of course, that the Eagles take care of business in Jonesboro. It's their favorite to do. And if that's the case, then the Eagles have the entire West at their disposal. It would be entirely up to them. Yep. But if disaster should strike and Arkansas State were to win that game, you would have three teams, Arkansas State, Southern Miss, and Troy, that would all have one loss. So your math problem is, Dima, if Arkansas State happens to luck out and win this Saturday, then what as far as who wins the West?
I don't think you can say luck out or somehow win, because I think Arkansas State has the team to beat Southern Miss. But, it would be...
I've been 40 years in this business. I can say what I want, young man.
Okay. You apparently can wear what you want, too. No, I'm just kidding.
That's correct as well. Answer the question.
He can eat what he wants.
That's right. He definitely does that.
Answer the question. Or are you trying to buy time?
No.
He's doing the math. He's writing it out.
If you read my story on HubCitySpokes.com, Pine Belt News, you will find the answer to this question. That's a tease for you. No, I'm just kidding. I'll answer it. So if Arkansas State wins, obviously they'd have the tiebreaker against Southern Miss and Troy. So it would, in that scenario, be their division to lose. The division would be out of Southern Miss's hands at that moment, even if they were to beat Troy in the last weekend of the regular season. So all you would need is to win out in Arkansas State to lose one game, which they only have two games they could lose.
Because they have a bye week coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, now if Southern Miss wins, zero losses. Troy at this point only has one loss. But yet, if Troy and Southern Miss were to play with those same records and Troy were to win, Troy would win the West.
Arkansas State.
No, Arkansas State
would have
two.
I'm sorry. You're right. I always forget they have that other one loss.
Yeah.
Troy would win the West in that scenario. Yep.
But you're not buying Troy.
No. They're not going to... I do not think they're getting to the last weekend of the regular season with still a chance to win the West, because I think they're going to lose to Old Dominion.
So you think it's coming down between the Eagles and...
I think it's this game on Saturday.
Wow.
I really do. I think this game determines the West winner.
Well, that certainly increases the magnitude.
Yes.
And I never got to ask you about the 11 o'clock start. What did you think about that decision?
Well, I think that was a TV thing. I don't think that was an Arkansas State thing. It's on national television, ESPNU. So if you have YouTube TV, good luck trying to watch the game, because I do. And I'm not going to be making the trip. This is going to be my first away game I don't make other than Georgia Southern, just because of high school football, kind of too hard to swing Friday night, 11 a.m. kick. So I was, YouTube TV, but they can't figure out their stuff with Disney. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to watch it. We might just be following the live stats or listen to John Cox.
And actually, this is not in the grand scheme of road trips. This is not that long of a road trip.
Yeah, I mean, it's about 5 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot longer ones.
It's not bad. I will say Arkansas State does play well at home. They're 3-1. Their only loss was to Iowa State at home. Which, if you watch that game, I mean, they really should have won. They got kind of hosed on two calls at the end of the game where they scored the game-tying touchdown in both instances, and the both game-tying touchdowns were called back via penalty.
Did he say the H word?
He did.
Hosed? What's wrong with that?
We don't say the H word, Dima.
I didn't know that was not a nice word.
Yeah, that's one of the FCC mandated.
No, not anymore. That's all gone out the window.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So Howard Stern's coming to commercial broadcast radio?
I don't know. The contract's up in the air.
Okay. Because until this ESPN thing, because people always they say, well, I've got ESPN Plus. That's not the same as ESPN.
Yes. One thing, the college football playoff rankings came out last night. Really quick. No group of five team was in the top 25. So Memphis would be the group of five representative. Wow. But they weren't ranked, which is important for this reason. Hypothetically, if JMU were to win the Sun Belt Championship game, I think they have a case to get in the playoff over Memphis. And the reason I say that is their only loss right now is to Louisville on the road, which they were actually leading at halftime. They were competitive in that game. They lost by one score. Louisville right now might make the playoff. They have one loss. They might make the ACC championship game. So I think it was interesting for the Sun Belt scenarios if the Sun Belt team could get in.
Well, JMU's
my head hurts.
JMU's going to get beat by Coastal.
No, they're not.
So anyway, that's what's great about college football, and about this,
Well, it's nice to have meaningful football talk in November. We haven't had that in 5 years.
You got that.
Maybe
right.
8 years.
We're going to have more meaningful talk tomorrow, and we get in touch with the voice.
This show does not have meaningful talk.
The voice of the Red Wolves joining us tomorrow. We'll get the Arkansas State perspective on the big game coming up, among other guests. Bob would be back tomorrow as well, we think. But until then, for Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. Until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.